sit with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
Moonlight on the Manitoulin Island.
Hello, this is Grant Haywood, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Keep traditional country music alive.
Take me there and let me live and die.
Yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we are back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. I'd once again like to remind y'all that we are sitting on the second hour, that's the 9 o'clock hour, of this morning's Thanksgiving program. I'd also like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, but can also be brought to you via Historic Airways at CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. I'd also like to remind y'all that we can also be heard via World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. Most listening devices, including your smart speakers and Alexa, Amazon, and Google devices. As I welcome you all to the 9 o'clock hour, I'd also like to remember the 27th anniversary of the tragic passing of country and folk legend John Denver, who tragically passed away in a plane accident on October 12th of 1997, when the plane he was piloting crashed into Monterey Bay near Pacific Grove in California. So in memory of the legendary folk hero, John Denver, I would like to play a double feature here this morning. First would be the classic Back Home Again. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite country song, that is, a John Denver's, titled Country Roads Take Me Home, which to me is one of the greatest country songs of all time. I'd like to welcome y'all into the second hour and just say that this is my tribute to the 27th anniversary of the sad passing of John Denver. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on a four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's a light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, the time that thing I know of. Just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper on the stove. The light in your eyes, it makes me warm. So far feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Hey, it's good to be back home again. You know it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. I said, hey, it's good to be back home again.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special part of our morning team to our Wayback Country Jamboree, the Sunday morning and Thanksgiving Sunday at that. Yes, that, of course, is our birthday girl and birthday puppy, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As a welcome Sim Bush to our program this morning, she has her selection of Earl Haywood classics. First of all, it's going to be an early classic titled The Wagon Wheels of Texas. Then we'll follow with Earl Haywood's signature classic titled Moonlight on the Manitoulin Island. We'll wrap up Sim Bush's top picks this weekend with another all-time classic borrowed from the Black Donnelly Feud album that Earl wrote and recorded many years ago back in the 1960s. It's going to be a classic tribute to the Donnellys titled The Legend of the Old Roman Line. Now, I would also like to make mention that next year I hope to do a trip up to Lucan and also London. So with that, I would like to also just thank Sim Bush for her contribution to today's program. And say happy birthday, Sim Bush, on your birthday coming up on Thursday. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
I'll be singing in my saddle on a herd of longhorn cattle while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along. On old Pinto I'll be loping with my lasso, I'll be roping while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along. When I come to that slope, I'll start winding up that rope. Then you'll hear me singing this song. Down the trail behind the cattle, I'll be rocking in my saddle while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along. Roll along, roll along, while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along. And a herd of longhorn cattle, I'll be rocking in the saddle while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along. Texas roll along. To a new range I am going. Can't you hear the longhorns lowing while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along? And there along the trail where the lonely coyotes wail, we'll have beans and coffee that's strong. Oh, the West is always giving us a life that's worthwhile living while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along. Roll along, roll along, while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along. And a herd of longhorn cattle, I'll be rocking in the saddle while the wagon wheels of Texas roll along.
Light on the Manitoulin Island.
and die.
Tell it in rhyme of the silly old ghost on the old Roman line. It's as old as the hills, and it's supposed to be true. So gather round, folks, while I tell it to you.
The Donnellys came back and they rode in disguise. Out on the graveyard you'd hear those strange cries. The old Donnelly ghost rode time after time on their gallant black horses down the old Roman line.
The Donnelly survivors, Pat, Bill and Bob, and Jenny their sister, who made your heart throb, they all moved away the scene of the crime, and only their ghosts were seen time after time. Pitchfork Tom Ryder, Brother Side Road Jim, Spady McLaughlin, who had a big devilish grin, Brother-in-law Jack Kennedy, and Hatchet Purtell, these were the companions of big burly Jim Carroll. They were the neighbors condemned for the crime, and they kept right on living down the old Roman line. Many times it was known they were filled full of fright when they saw Donnelly ghosts in the dead of the night.
The Donnellys came back and they rode in disguise. Out of the graveyard you'd hear those strange cries. The old Donnelly ghosts rode time after time on their gallant black horses down the old Roman line.
Now there's an old legend that's been told many times about the old Donnelly ghosts on the old Roman line. It's often been said, and I guess it's true, all right, you can't drive a horse down that line after night. Well, if you got past the graveyard without any harm, you'd find a horse won't pass the old Donnelly farm. I drove a nag down that road years ago, so if you're in doubt, ask me, 'cause I know.
The Donnellys came back and they rode in disguise. Out on the graveyard you'd hear those strange cries. The old Donnelly ghosts rode time after time on the gallant black horses down the old Roman line.
Dusty old farmer out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel.
This is Murray McLaughlin. I'm the guy that wrote Farmer Song. You're listening to the Wayback Country Jamboree with my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on CFRC.
Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe.
Well, following Simbush's top picks this morning on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning, I'd like to salute the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. As we salute this weekend's legends of Canadian country music, let's share that I recently took a trip to St. Jacobs, Ontario, as well as Guelph last weekend. While there, I picked up several LP records and also some 45 singles. With that, let's hear from the legendary father of country music, music in Canada, Wolf Carter, and Waiting for the Maple Leafs to Fall. Then we'll follow with a seasonal fall theme song going out to John and Kathy in Guelph there. So dear friends of mine who lead up the Stompin' Tom fan club. And from Stompin' Tom himself will be the Maple Leaf Waltz. And then we'll wrap up this set with the Canadian classic gems with none other than Alberta's own son and cowboy legend Ian Tyson, and the greatest Canadian song of all time, as far as CBC said many years ago, and it's going to be Four Strong Winds by Ian Tyson. With that, I'd like to say good morning and happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening in.
I'm a son of a gun, I'm having fun at the fair in Montreal. Got a good hotel and the gals look swell, so I won't be home till fall. There's a cute little dame in a well-built frame across the street from me. But smack dab right in front of my room is a big old maple tree. Oh, I'm waiting for the maple leaves to fall. Come September morning, ooh la la. Fill the barn with chopping clover. Tell the cows I'm staying over, waiting for the maple leaves to fall. Well, I figured I'd go to a burly show and see the girlies there. I heard some jokes by the city folks of a curl old pappy's hair. The girls came out and did a dance called the Maple Sugar Swing. With a maple leaf here and a maple leaf there and a handkerchief on a string. Oh, I'm waiting for the maple leaves to fall. Woman, spare that tree, but shake it all. Sitting there appreciating, hoping and anticipating, waiting for the maple leaves to fall. Stayed right next door to me. It's Honey Bear this and Honey Bear that, the fair they didn't see. In the bar last night he got half tight like a bear cat shouldn't be. So Mama Bear chased Papa Bear right up that maple tree. Oh, she's waiting for the maple leaves to fall. Bears are only human after all. Every Rocky Mountain cougar likes the taste of maple sugar. Oh, how sweet it is in Montreal. For the maple leaves to fall, I'll climb every tree in Montreal. Whoopee! Hey, hey, I just found a bunny. Sell the farm and keep the money. 50,000 maples, bless them all. Oh, how sweet it is in Montreal. 50,000 maples, bless them all. Oh, how sweet it is in Montreal.
The bandit was playing the maple leaf waltz. A soldier was saying goodbye. He whispered, my snowbird, I'll come back to you, as he brushed a sad tear from her eye. He held her so tight as they danced round the hall, and you'd wonder tonight if it happened at all. For here they are dancing down memory lane to the beautiful maple leaf waltz. The bandit was playing the maple leaf waltz. A soldier was saying goodbye. He whispered, my snowbird, I'll come back to you, as he brushed a sad tear from her eye. He held her so tight as they danced round the hall, and you'd wonder tonight if it happened at all. For here they are dancing down. down memory lane to the beautiful maple leaf walls. Here they are dancing down memory lane to the beautiful maple leaf walls.
Get there before the snow flies. If things are looking good, you could meet me if I'd send you down the fair. But by then it will be winter. There ain't too much for you to do. And those winds, they sure blow cold out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change come what may. Our good times are all gone, I'm bound for moving. This way I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
round the banks of Lake Louise.
Well, hi friends, this is Stu Phillips, the traveling balladeer, and I just want to say hello to my good friend Johnny Woodlock. I hope you're enjoying the program and that you'll keep listening to the Way Back Country Jamboree.
For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so true.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic Canadian gems of Canadian country music, we are back here. And it's once again time to welcome our very special guest of honor back to our program this morning on this Thanksgiving Sunday. That, of course, is none other than Grant Haywood in the second half of this great interview with legendary Haywood family member Grant Haywood. I'd also like to mention that I did this a couple weeks ago in preparation for this interview and tribute to his father, Earl Haywood. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic song, as mentioned by the legendary Haywood family, and it's going to be a song that Grant asked me to play by his father, titled Old New Brunswick Moon. So here now is a very good friend of mine for several years now, and a true link to the golden age of Canadian country music, Mr. Grant Haywood. And then going into more of your father's well-known productions and albums was, of course, the family album, The Black Donnelly Feud.
Right.
How did that come about?
Well, Dad always had a vision, and he kind of planned that strategy himself. He was the cowboy. The shine had kind of worn off of the singing cowboy, and it was now in the 60s, and my dad grew up near where the Black Donnellys were from in Lucan.
Okay.
And his great-grandfather used to tell him stories about the Black Donnellys and kind of pass it on. So my dad ended up spending about a year writing and demo recording a lot of the songs. I think there's 14 songs on the CD.
Yes.
And it became really successful for him. Tales of the Donnelly Feud was quite popular, and it was actually used in schools for Canadian history.
History, okay, yes, I see.
Yeah.
Now, I've also understand that there. Now, did he ever have flack about doing the Donnelly stories or anything like that?
I'm sorry, Johnny, could you say that again?
Yeah, did he ever have backlash or was he ever frowned upon for doing the Black Donnelly stories?
Yeah.
I see, yes. Because I know they weren't very fond of them.
Well, they weren't very fond of them, and my dad was told by the RCMP, he got a phone call that he shouldn't sing them at the Exeter Fair when he was going to be performing there. And he did sing. He said, I will sing a verse of one song. And the next day, the men in the black coats were at our front door and wondered if he had heard anything, because the IRA was trying to, I guess, promote their agenda through the Donnellys in that area, believe it or not.
Oh, is that right? Yes, yes.
Yes.
So, not name dropping here, because I can edit some of this, but would that, the Black Coats, would that be Ku Klux Klan, or what would that be?
I guess it was something to do with the Orangemen.
Okay, yes, I see. Yeah, I always heard my dad talk about them. Yes, exactly. exactly.
You had to be careful.
Yes, you did anymore. Even today, you got to be careful with what you say anymore. Exactly. It was bad for then, sure. But it's even worse nowadays, for sure. Yes. So you were also mentioning that you recently moved east to the Maritimes. What was behind this decision?
We decided to move here. We'd lived in the same house in Ontario for 40 years, and of course real estate got to be quite out of hand, and our young daughter and our one young daughter and her husband and our grandkids wanted to buy a home, but it seemed out of their reach in Ontario.
Yes.
And so they were wondering if we ever thought about moving to New Brunswick, and of course, being retired, we said no, but we'd consider it. And after we kind of had a family talk, we decided that we would move out here
and
help them out.
And yeah. Off you went. Yes, I see. Mm-hmm. So your father also, he was buried in the Manitoulin Island area, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. And so what is your thoughts on what the legacy of the Haywoods in country music in Canada has become?
Dad was born on the farm in Exeter. When he moved to Wingham, he got involved with CKNX Radio. He had several radio shows. He was the star of the Barn Dance, and then when he signed with RCA Records, he became a cowboy star.
Okay.
And he had quite a career. It lasted right through from the late 40s through the 50s, and then in the 60s, that's when things changed and he put out the Donnelly album. But then he got involved with putting together the resurrection of the Barn Dance, and they built a museum in Wingham for the Barn Dance, and they did 25 years of shows.
Exactly. And now, does the Barn Dance still exist?
It did their last show last year.
Oh, is that right?
The final one in Wingham, yes.
I see. Because I knew when we had spoken quite a few years ago that it was still going strong, but yes.
Yeah, he was lucky to have a career that spanned a lifetime, but my dad didn't let the grass grow under his feet. He always had a vision for something, and he
was evolving with the times as well. Yeah,
that's true, Johnny. Yeah.
Yes. So would you say that a career like his would be still manageable today, or would it be different in today's era?
It would be quite different. It's become kind of oversaturated today. I take a quote from Gord, I think it was Gord Bamford, country musician from out in Alberta, and he said about 5 years ago, he said it now takes about $7 or $8 million to kickstart a country music career in today's world. If you wanted to get to Nashville.
Yeah, and that's what's sad about today, for sure, yes. I hear that quite often when doing interviews, is that it's not like it used to be. They would pack up the, like, say, Cadillac or Lincoln or whatever and drive to city to city. Nowadays, they have to have all these buses and these trailers and everything. It's quite different.
I mean, my dad, in his day, you know, he always took records with him to sell off stage.
Yes.
And he would go from one radio station to another or sign autographs at the local record store. And now there's hardly a record store to be found. And you've got music streaming, radio format reduction. And
the
local scene doesn't seem to be as much as it used to be back in those days.
For sure, yes. That's so true. Now, I know that also mentioning about your family, what is your thoughts on carrying on their music, or when you look, when fans of your dad's or your mother's or yours look back on the Haywood family, what would you like them to say about them?
Oh, gosh. What would I like to say about them?
You or them or your fans or whatever. Yeah.
I think just respect and remembrance, basically. I mean, he did an awful lot, and I think that's what he would like. I mean, that's why he promoted the Barn Dance again and put the museum up, is that we should never forget our past or we don't have a future.
That's for sure, Grant. For sure, yes. Yes, very true. Now, I am coming down to last two questions, but first of all, in closing the interview today, what would you like the new fans to the Errol Haywood story to know?
Could you repeat that, Johnny?
Yeah, in closing the interview today, what would you like the new fans or the people who are just finding about the Errol Haywood family, what would you like them to know or realize about them?
I kind of would like them to research or at least listen to some of the older albums that are out there.
Like you said, man. Yeah.
Country music isn't what it used to be.
That's
and
for sure.
I would like them to. I know there's people online, and I've seen this, and I know people do this. But they look up a lot of the older artists, and I think they're quite surprised at what they came through, and what they did to get to where they were in the music business. So, I just think it's nice for them to. You know, if there's radio stations that play traditional country music, so, you know, make a request or whatever, and appreciate where the pioneers came from.
And remember their forefathers, exactly, yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Those who came before today's modern era and keep the music alive, more or less, exactly, yes.
Basically, yeah.
Yes. So one last question is, what song of your dad's can I play for you following this interview?
Well, I picked an appropriate one because I'm hoping I'm going to record this one someday. My dad had several waltzes.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of his songs, like I Want to Be Your Only Ray of Sunshine. any songs from the Donnelly album, Moonlight on the Manitoulin, of course, but one that sticks out in my mind is a waltz called Old New Brunswick Moon.
Oh, yes, and, for sure.
And
yes.
I've always loved that song, and here I am living in New Brunswick now.
Exactly.
And so I would like to record that someday. I've always liked that song.
Yes. So are you still recording, or...?
I haven't recorded yet, but I'm hoping to in the future.
Oh, good,
in the near
good,
future.
Good. Well, with that, Grant, I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And as I mentioned, this will be aired on Thanksgiving Sunday. So I want to thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Johnny, and thank you, and have a very, very good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And...
Brunswick moon, you're peeking through the clouds tonight. Playing peekaboo with me below. Old New Brunswick moon, you're shining down from up above. Down on Lover's Lane of long ago. Shed a million tears until I know you're back inside. Old New Brunswick moon, you're like a lamp up in the blue, bringing back those dreams of yesternight. To be with you. shed before. There'll be no clouds, but there'll be love, a million stars or more. Old New Brunswick moon, I'm throwing kisses up at you. You're the only moon that I adore.
You gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or a suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Yes, friends, once again, before we say so long to the Wayback Country Jamboree second hour, the morning show here this morning, I would like to pay tribute to a birthday that I've got coming up next Saturday. With that shared, I've been asked by many of my listeners, as well as family, to play a song for them to send to me. And, you know, I very seldom ever like to play songs like this for myself, but Jimmy Rogers, as well as Peter Trenholm and different ones, asked me to play a song for myself, as well as Mom and Big Daddy Al. So for my birthday, I would like to hear an all-time classic by Hank Lachlan. And that is going to be an all-time classic by Hank Lachlan titled Happy Birthday to Me. So with that, we'll be back following this to send us into the third and final hour. Good morning, friends. And yes, as they say, happy birthday to me.
Today has been my birthday, and tonight I should be glad. But you weren't here to share it, and inside I hurt so bad. I didn't want your presence, just your kiss and company, and your lips to softly whisper, happy birthday. Came home all by myself and lit the candle. Made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Card, but the postman didn't even stop when he passed by my yard. You could have telephoned and eased a lot of misery. Instead, I called myself and said, happy birthday to me. Then I came home all by myself and lit the candle. Made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Wayback Country Morning Show and Jamboree on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. As we pay tribute to the end of the second hour and look upon the third and final hour at 10 o'clock, I would like to pay tribute to a couple of great sacred songs of gospel music. First, it'll be the Happy Goodman family, one of my favorite families of gospel music, and Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. Then we'll wrap up with the all-time classic by Earl Haywood and his family, titled Riding Down the Trail to Glory. With that, we'll talk to on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour, and as I was mentioning, it is Thanksgiving Sunday morning, so I'd just like to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
With my old guitar and bronco, and my six gun by my side. I'll ride down the trail of glory, and I'll cross the great divide. Riding down that trail, I'll go riding down that trail. Gonna leave behind those spurs of mine and go riding down that trail. When the old corral is empty and the Brandon days are done, there'll be no campfires are burning, no more dogies on the run. So I'll climb back in my saddle and I'll take my last long ride. I'll ride down the trail of glory and I'll cross the great divide. Riding down that trail, I'll go riding down that trail. Gonna leave behind those spurs of mine and go riding down that trail.
I've met a heap of cowboys, and some were real top hands. I saw a million cattle and read a lot of brands. I rode my share of outlaws, and some I could not ride. I saw some fine old buddies pass o'er the great divide. Oh, help me, Lord, if I should e'er forget. Please understand the things that cause us all to fret. I'll be with friends and family now, making my last long stand. And I'm hoping, Lord, I'll be on my horse when I reach the promised land.
Riding down that trail, I'll go riding down that trail. Gonna leave behind those spurs of mine and go riding down that trail. Riding down that trail, I'll go riding down that trail. Gonna leave behind those spurs of mine and go riding down that trail.